Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, our Deadly Connections program. We're talking about CQ University and Booker Landema is a Black Excellence Through Education Forum. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn there with our Deadly Sister. We've got Diane Stevens-Parter, Indigenous Engagement Officer at the CQ University. Diane on the line. Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trendy Trev. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you, my sister. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from. Diane?
So, yeah, I'm a local Indigenous woman, so Mullumbari Yidinji and Barbarum, up in the Tablelands, and on my mother's side, we also have ancestry from the Kukuyalanji and Gugu Yimata people.
Yeah, beautiful. Lovely footprint. Thank you very much. So the hat you wear there at the CQ University, Indigenous Engagement Officer at CQ University. Tell us your role, how long you've been there, and let's talk about this daily program.
Okay, so I have been at the university since last year. And so my role is increasing the participation of mature age Aboriginal and the people to come and study at the university. So getting people, not just at our university, but any university, getting increasing that participation in tertiary education.
So, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah,
a platform of
recruiting.
Yes, and supporting our First Nations students, no matter where they come from, no matter what they're studying and where they're studying. So it's great that this program is about, Daily Connections program. So just enlighten us, please. Shed some light on what Daily Connection program is all about, and let's talk about Booker Landema.
Okay, so this program, it's more than just a program. It's about empowerment and achievability. You know, the university is dedicated to removing those barriers and fostering, like, a sense of possibility within the community.
Yes.
So, yeah, and, you know, it's a leader in online education. So, you know, recognises the, you know, the challenges with, you know, geographical and, you know, the economical challenges that we have, you know, trying and living in remote locations, you know, as well here as, you know, in Cairns, you know, so the online option, you know, the accessibility, it's about making education accessible so we can have more success.
Yeah, I've always said we need more successes, but not only on the football field, more Black successes, but yeah, across the board. And I got the flyer here. It's got Sister Jaron Schmider, big shout out. Also, Brother Ray Rosendale, Narita Davies, and Dennis Jose. So I would look at these guys as students, come mentors, yeah?
Yeah, so these are people who have, so we call them our alumni. They've graduated from university with their own different degrees. So, you know, like Joanne, Sister Joanne, she's done social sciences, like Dennis, he's done engineering, Narita's done law, and, you know, Ray's done social work. And so, it's about them talking about, you know, their
journey,
their experiences,
sure,
what they've done, you know, to get these degrees and what they've done with them.
Yeah. Lovely. So you've got a an event that's happening Friday 12th.
Tell
us about
tomorrow.
That event. Yeah, and that's open?
Yes, that's open, yeah. So you can give me a call at the university or, you know, if you want to, some people just tend to show up, but that's okay.
Yep.
That's fine, yeah. So it's from 11 o'clock tomorrow at the campus in Cairns, so it's right in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening from 11 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have our presenters. And then we're also going to have two of our staff who are talking about the pathways. So, you know, if you haven't been to study, there's ways that you can, you know, increase your study skills, you know, develop study skills, so then you can go on to do your degree. So we've got those pathways people talking as well. And then we're going to have some lunch and then, you know, allow people, if they want to have, you know, a few questions and stuff like that, or just have a yarn about, you know, what to do, how to do it, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
So virtually, it educates our people at this forum, at this event, that yes, you can study, but there is support here for you as well. Success breeds success, and there's a team of people to support you on your journey and for that that vision of your success. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And so the great thing is, like, if you say that you want to study, I support you up until enrollment. You know, making sure that you've got enough information, you know, how to enroll, all that sort of thing.
Yes.
And then once you enroll, we've actually got engagement officers who stay with you from enrollment through to graduation. So you've support all the way through. Yeah.
So well, it's a team effort, isn't it? So, look, a fantastic program, Deadly Connections program, and Booker Landemal, Black Excellence Through Education Forum. Fantastic. And that's all happening on Friday, 12th of April, 11 a.m. to 1:30. CQ University Campus, Level 3, Cairns Square, Gimoy, Cairns. Open for anybody and everybody. Good yarning with you, Diane. Thank you, my sister.
And, yeah, thank you, Trevor. You have a great day. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, my sister, and all the best. And we'll yarn soon, Diane.
Absolutely.
Okay,
all
sis.
Right. Bye-bye. My brother. Bye.
Deadly yarn there, beautiful yarn. Diane Stevens-Parter, and yes, she is the Indigenous Engagement Officer at CQ University here in Cairns. And look, they've got a fantastic program called Deadly Connections Program. And Booker Landemal, Black Excellence Through Education Forum, that's the event that's happening on Friday, 12th of April, 11 a.m. to 1:30. That's open, so go and meet and greet the people. Look at an opportunity to study and have some lunch. That's all complimentary, open to the public. CQ University Campus, Level 3, Cairns Square, 2 Deadly Mob. Stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black. Jan Armstrong here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. The Bally One. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindjinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out, NERS. And also a big shout out to the First Nation radio station across this beautiful country of ours, a Deadly Black Network. Too Deadly. National Talk Black.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me you call a Kungai, from Yoruba where my people reside. Whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here to the Bayan. You may call it divide and conquer, hey, but no more, you've let a lie. This land belongs to a Zabos and will stay right here until we die. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, now not a sight. Yeah.
This land belongs to our people. It means more than a place to hunt and roam. Reserved for the past and present, 'cause it's our Aboriginal spiritual home. But you may call it divide and conquer. Hey, but no more. You've left a lie. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Hey, me you call a Pungai, from Yarraba where my people reside. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother?
I'm I was once in love before. Guess I don't trust men no more. Never again, never again. You put all your trust in them. Break your heart, don't trust again. Never again, never again, never again. Started as a little girl. When my daddy introduced me to the world, show me how a man should treat a lady. Don't get it twisted, they ain't meant to save me. Don't raise a baby with a maybe. And if he's 30 and he isn't working daily, you think that's crazy, you don't know KB. Can't even stay at home cause he's out playing. You put all your trust in them. Break your heart, don't trust again. Never again, never again, never again. They put all their trust in me. Housewife so happily. Never again, never again, never again. You already know all your worth. Love yourself and put your needs first. No self-hate, we don't practice hurt. Only love in your universe. Happened when I was a teen. Mama refused me on the dating scene. You're meant for bigger and better things. Get your head right, stay in all the books. When you're 30, you should be working less on all your books.
I pay my own bills and I cook all my meals.
Working hard at this life just to end up as a wife. I'm not saying it ain't right, I won't leave myself behind. Take myself out on some dates. You may not even wash my own plate. Might see me need hope. I'm still winning though.
You already know what you're worth. Love yourself and put your needs first.
You put all your trust in them. Break your heart, don't trust again. Never again, never again, never again. They put all their trust in me. They housewife so happily. Never again, never again, never again. Already know what you're worth. Love yourself and put your needs first. No self-hate, we don't practice hurt. Only love in your universe.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, nominations are open. Telstra Best of Business Awards. And there's announced the nomination for Telstra Best of Business Awards now open. They've mentioned that. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with two deadly sisters, Dr. Kylie Armstrong, PhD, co-founder, and Connected Lee, and business partner as well, Nicole Evans. Got both ladies on the line. A very good morning, girls. How are we?
Oh, we're fantastic, Trevor. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor.
Okay, so Dr. Kylie Armstrong and business partner, co-founder, Nicole Evans. Tell us quickly about Connected Lee.
Yeah, absolutely. Connected Lee is an online mental health ed tech company.
Okay.
And we blend the power of storytelling and science to build mental fitness and thriving communities. So we're all about storytelling.
Good.
And our vision, Trevor, is for more people and communities thriving.
Yes.
We're all about creating connected humans through preventative health education.
Mm. So we're talking about yarning, which is good medicine, isn't it?
It's the best medicine.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we pay homage to our First Nations people in all the work we do. And, you know, the storytelling aspect has just been so powerful. Mm. And, in fact, one of the reasons we've had such an impact.
Fantastic. Yeah, and when you look at that, like I said, it's a good tool, a good medicine. And tell us how Connected Lee all started. And then you picked up these awards and won championships. Health state winner.
Yeah, it started around just after COVID, actually, when Nicole and I sort of had the idea to, you know, bring the training to life. And it was really, I've worked in rural, remote parts of our country, have been out yarning with mob in northwest Queensland and up in the Cape and Torres Strait as well.
Yes.
And it really, we knew that there was change needed to happen around our mental health conversations.
Mm.
So we knew storytelling was powerful. We also, I'm an epidemiologist and data analyst, and knew that the data was telling us that something had to change. We need to do things differently.
Sure.
And Nicole's story...
So Trevor, I'm a medical educator,
okay.
And I've been working with young people for 20 years at Griffith University. And just, you know, with family and friends, I could just see that a new approach was needed.
Yes.
And so Kylie and I just joined forces, and that's
meant
how Connectedly was born.
Meant to be. Fantastic. So Connectedly, so online, is it?
It is online.
Yeah, but it's an online business, or how do you operate then as a business?
Yeah, it's
how do people engage?
Training. So
yes.
People are able to sort of log in and do the training. And it, most of it's around mental well-being. So we've taken a real strength-based approach and down the prevention end. So we want people thriving. We want people to be able to spot early signs.
Mm.
And, you know, one of the really unique things about what we do is we have call out the people who do our training connectors. You know, we know in every community and workplace there's people in roles who are constantly interacting with those around them, you know, and they're our connectors. They have a front row seat to spotting early signs when something's not quite right, but often don't know what to do or say. So, you know, that's what our training's about. It's about spotting those signs and knowing how to have that conversation and then getting people to, you know, giving them information, support and services.
Yeah, fantastic. And tell us about the Telstra Best Awards, Business Awards, Champion Health State winner. So you were nominated and, like you didn't start the Connectedly for any awards or recognition, but it's good to get recognised.
Yeah, it was so fantastic to be recognised, Trevor. Nominated by one of our connectors who'd done our course.
Yes.
And then we obviously then continued the process and the nomination. And it's very rigorous.
Sure.
It took a lot of time and effort, but it was so worth it. It gave us such clarity on our vision and our mission and our purpose.
Mm.
And it made us create a lot of digital assets that we were needed. And so we are really grateful for being nominated and then going through the process. It's been a really great experience. We met so many amazing people along the journey, and we'll continue to stay in touch with them, which is also great.
Yeah, which is great. Fantastic. Look, great talking with you both. Congratulations. And Connectedly, how do people find you at a webpage there? How do they find you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, you can find us on the website at Connectedly, which is Connectedle.com.
Thank
Jump
you.
Online and also, you know, our socials with Facebook and Instagram.
Nicole Evans, Dr. Kylie Armstrong, Too Deadly, thank you very much for sharing. Congratulations. True winners and create a beautiful platform to help other people. Fantastic.
Thanks, Trevor.
Good yarning with you guys. Take care. All the best.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a lovely morning.
You too. Deadly Yarn with the girls there from Connectedly and Telstra 2024 Telstra Best of Business Awards championing health state winners. So fantastic. And starting with the foundation of yarning with our mob in community and talking about the yarning circle. Yarn is the best medicine, and they've turned that into a business such to help other people. So fantastic. Nicole Evans and Dr. Kylie Armstrong, Too Deadly, co-founders of Connectedly. And nominations are now open with Telstra Best of Business Awards. So if you know a business that's a good business and you want to nominate them, then do so. Contact check online, Telstra Best of Business Awards, and you'll be able to nominate somebody. Too Deadly, have you say, Yarn Up Song here, National Talk Black, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. The daily number 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha! To indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculizations. N is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize from the past the injustices. Recognizing the cost of what they did to our ancestors. Recognizing the pain that was felt and that was fought. Recognizing the distance from putting change into thought. Recognizing the sacrifice it takes to break a war. Recognizing the names of our elders up on the wall. Recognizing the fathers, how they passed down to their sons. Recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. Ah, to indigenize information on the board. Ah, to indigenize situations from afar. Oh, it's to overcome the obstacles of life. Overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight. Is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha! To indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha! To indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize we were sold when we were bought. Recognizing the history the children were never taught. To indigenize the way that we teach. Indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets. Indigenize to debate the facts with no lies. Indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights. Intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white. Indigenize the intentions of turning day into night. To identify there's no law for sniffing paint. To identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits.
Overcome the odds like you're a halo above the saint before it's too late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you a blade deciding fate. And it's for knowing me and never giving up. It's like you're taking the very last sip from the very queen's cup. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize. To indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize. It's to recognize. To indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Danielle Snelling, co-founder and executive at Motherless Daughters Australia. Now, this is a new World First study sheds light on impacts of mother loss. A new World First study is shedding light on the impacts of mother loss on Australian women in an effect in an effort to inform future support pathways, with community reports that grief is being dismissed by society. In Australia, approximately 1.2 million women have experienced mother loss before the age of 44. Motherless Daughters Australia is encouraging people experiencing grief to ensure they're included up on a variety of treatment pathways when talking to their GP. Look, with that, we've got Danielle on the line. Danielle, good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a beautiful space. And so you're the co-founder, executive at Motherless Daughters Australia. And look, it's a powerful space. And it's very sad. We've our Deadly Sisters out there losing their mothers at very young age. So tell us how it all started for you in regarding Motherless Daughters Australia.
Yeah, look, I was just 23 when my mum died. And it was a really lonely and isolating experience for me. I didn't have anyone who really understood what it was like to lose their mum young. Mm. So I really just knew that what would help me was to connect with somebody else the same age who really understood, probably more so about, you know, my whole life ahead of me and all the milestones that were going to come that my mum would no longer be a part of.
Yes.
So I put a message out on social media back in 2013, and a lady called Eloise responded, and the two of us met up in a cafe not long after, and she was a lot younger than me when her mum died. She was only 13 when she died.
Okay.
So we chatted for hours, actually, and it was just the most powerful, empowering, validating experience that I had had, just to have that first-hand level of understanding.
Yes.
And we've been really close friends ever since, and from that initial conversation we got so much from it. So we just kind of asked ourselves, how many other women out there are like us, who are missing their mum and who are lonely in their grief?
Yes.
And what can we do to support them? And so we started the organisation.
I was just saying, and we're having a quick chat off air there, but your beautiful mother, Eloise's beautiful mother, are working from the other side. For this to come into fruition, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the power of our mothers. They're still with you in spirit. I got goosebumps here, my goosebumps, but it is powerful. I lost my mother 11 years ago, but I'm not a female, but I'm a male, but I wasn't a young person. But it's a very sad situation and sad space, but it's great that you've created this space now. There can be conversations and nurturing and support and, helping each other. It's a great space.
Yeah, absolutely. Conversation is so important, isn't it? It's the pathway to all sorts of really positive outcomes.
Can you tell us more about the research findings?
Yeah, we had to do the research because our community was growing really quickly. So we've got a community now of over 25,000 women.
Okay.
And as a growing and emerging organisation, we needed to make sure that we had information about their experiences so that we could tailor our support and respond adequately to their needs.
Mm-hmm.
So the research has revealed that mother loss has a significant impact on the quality of life of adult daughters, and it also has a mental and physical health impact as well.
Yes.
So many women are experiencing things like depression, anxiety, stress, sleep disturbance, and even pain.
So what does grief following the death of a mother hit daughters in particular so hard?
Yeah, we know that same gender parent-child relationships are really unique and special.
Yes.
But we know that the mother-daughter relationship is just really profound. Like, daughters look to their mum for identity formation, and then they further establish that identity through their relationship with their mum, whereas research tells us it's the same for sons in terms of their dads, usually.
Sure.
This isn't every case, of course, but generally that's what happens. And so when a mum dies and the daughter's left behind, so much of that identity is wrapped up in that relationship. So yeah. It is severed in more ways than one.
Yeah, for sure. What challenges has the community has faced in relation to medical treatment in the wake of grief?
Yeah, this is really disappointing for us because society just isn't well equipped to deal with grief. Okay. And unfortunately, so many women in our community voice their experiences every day of their grief being dismissed or even pathologised and diagnosed as a mental illness instead of just acknowledging that it's grief.
Sure.
So unfortunately, we're seeing so many women being prescribed antidepressants really soon after their mum has died. And medication is important where it's appropriate and, of course, where there is a pre or coexisting mental illness at play.
Sure.
But we are seeing medication being prescribed to treat grief, which is unacceptable. You know, grief is a really normal and natural process, and to have those feelings numbed by medication is such a disservice.
Well, exactly. And that's what medication does. It numbs it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, we hear from women who were prescribed this medication very early on, and then 20, 30 years later, they're now having to actually deal with their grief because they weren't afforded that opportunity or the platform to do so in a way that society should allow, but we don't, because we're so uncomfortable with hard conversations or difficult emotions.
But that's good medicine, the conversations, isn't it? Best medicine in the world.
Exactly right. Mm. You know, hold space, validate, encourage conversation, not, you know, sweeping things under the rug or numbing with medication is just asking for issues further down the track.
Yeah. And so, Danielle, what advice do you have for women who have lost their mum or those who have a friend experiencing this?
I think the first thing is really important for not just girls who have lost their mum, but anybody grieving someone that they love, is that the response is really normal, and not to let society's unrealistic expectations sway your own mind in thinking that there is something wrong with you. Don't second guess or self-doubt that you're behaving or responding in a way that's not normal, because it's very normal.
Yes.
It's okay to be sad, and it's still okay to be sad even if that loss occurred 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Yes.
There's times throughout the year that make those losses felt more keenly. So, you know, milestone days, birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, there's all sorts of things that bring it up, and that's okay.
That's okay. And fantastic.
Exactly right.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know, you have to express how you feel, and for others to expect us to, you know, keep all that inside is really unfair. So we encourage anyone supporting someone who is grieving to avoid comments like, you know, your person wouldn't want you to be sad or they're in a better place, because it really does dismiss how a griever is feeling, and it just is totally a conversation shutdown.
Yeah.
We want to encourage conversation around it, hold space for that person. If you don't know what to say, just acknowledge what they're saying and, you know, this must be really hard, or I'm here for you, or ask them about their person.
Sure, exactly. Look, Danielle Snellin, thank you so much, co-founder and executive at Motherless Daughters Australia. Where can Australians go to find out more about this beautiful space?
Our website is home to all sorts of fact sheets and resources, and that's at motherlessdaughters.com.au.
Okay.
And we're also on all social media platforms under Motherless Daughters Australia.
Beautiful. Thank you for your yarn. Look, stay strong, my sister. I think it's a beautiful platform. And like I said, your mother's working with you on the other side, and she's with you. Danielle, thank you. All the best. You keep smiling. We'll yarn soon, sister.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care, Danielle. Bye-bye. Danielle Snellin, her name is, co-founder and executive at Motherless Daughters Australia. So new world first study sheds light on impacts of mother loss. So if you're that way inclined, look, do check out their webpage. Google Motherless Daughters Australia and you'll be able to find it. Look, a beautiful platform to empower you and to have that connection with your beautiful mother. And I yarn with my mother all the time, every day. Love you, Mum. Have you say yarn up strong. Daily Yarn here on National Talk Black. I'm your host, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. And we come to you live from First Nation Valley Station here in Cairns in Yidinji country. BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong, your mob too deadly.